As we wait to see who the next president is, one thing's for sure, their ability to pass legislation could come down to a few key congressional races. Democrats are expected to keep their majority in the House, while Republicans are fighting to retain their control of the Senate. So just a couple of minutes now with NPR congressional reporter Claudia Grisales. Hi, Claudia.
Hi there.
And start with the big picture. First, the House Democrats won the majority in 2018. You know, they obviously want to hold on to that, but how much are they hoping to grow it?
They see the potential to pick up 5 to 10 seats, maybe more. They already hold more than 230 seats in this chamber of more than 430 lawmakers. And they see several red districts where they see a potential flip to blue around the country, from Virginia to Texas and elsewhere. And there's some estimates they could even pick up 15 seats or even more if we do see a blue wave, as some are predicting around the country.
And what about the Senate? Republicans now hold 53 seats, and people are well aware, you know, they have control. Do Democrats feel confident? I mean, there's been talk about flipping some seats, but do they think they can flip the Senate?
There is some confidence there that they could potentially flip control of this chamber. They would need to gain 4 net seats when it's all said and done. Or if Democrats can pull off a presidential win that gives them a tiebreaker in the vice presidency, and plus they'll need a net gain of 3 nights when everything is done. And there's 4 or 5 seats where Democrats feel especially confident. That includes Colorado, Arizona, North Carolina, even Maine. But they're also looking at a potential loss where a Democrat, Doug Jones, is facing an especially strong red wall in Alabama. He's facing a retired college football coach there, Tommy Tuberville. But that all said and done, they're feeling pretty confident going into tonight.
Well, let's take a closer look at some of the other races. Georgia, interesting, because both of its Senate seats are up this year, usually reliably Republican. We saw, though, you know, the Democrats going there on the campaign trail. It's now considered a toss-up when it comes to the presidential race. So a little more about what's at stake there.
Yeah, that's very interesting. It's the only state to have these 2 Senate races. One is a special election. And yes, this has been a long time red stronghold. And now we're talking about it as if it's a potential swing state. We're looking at one senator who was appointed to the seat, Kelly Loeffler, and she's facing off against another Republican for that seat. That's Representative Doug Collins. And they are facing off against Democrats. One especially strong figure, his name is Reverend Raphael Warnock. He is part of a church that Martin Luther King Jr. Was also part of, a very iconic Ebenezer church there in the Atlanta area. So that is one race that has drawn a lot of attention. Loeffler has drawn some negative attention for dumping about $20 million in stocks after attending a closed-door briefing on coronavirus back in January. She's rejected any of the claims against her there. And Doug Collins himself, he figured largely during the House impeachment trial, defended Trump fervently during that time. And now Loeffler, however, has become a big Trump ally. So that's going to be quite the battle there. In another race, Senator Perdue is facing off against John Ossoff. And this is a figure who fought a very expensive race, special election in 2017 for a House district and lost. But they feel like they have a better chance this time around to have a sweep and have both these Democrats come in and win these Senate races. So it's going to be something that folks are going to be watching closely tonight.
Yeah, adding to all the excitement. In South Carolina, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham is facing a fierce challenge from the Democrat Jamie Harrison, who's, you know, we've been reporting shattered congressional fundraising records. Graham, you know, was a Trump critic before he was a Trump defender. What are you watching there?
So that is so interesting. Harrison himself did set a record for raising the most money for any candidate for Senate in history. This was $57 million he raised in the third quarter. Lindsey Graham himself raised $28 million during that same quarter, which is a record for Republicans. And Graham is a longtime figure, a political figure for the state. He's become a very close ally to President Trump. He was not such a fan at the beginning, but that has changed. And that's part of the controversy that Graham has drawn, is that he has switched positions so much since the beginning of Trump's term. And so that's brought him some criticism. However, South Carolina has been a red stronghold, and it would be quite the upset if Harrison can pull that off.
Well, in only the minute we have, you know, you're kind of raising the specter of the down ballot concern that there was, that Trump would affect people down ballot. Is that, you know, what you're seeing, that it's some people who maybe voted for Trump in 2016, if they don't support him now, might vote blue all the way down the ballot?
That's very possible. We're seeing more word of voters basically voting straight tickets, voting blue or voting red. So it's very possible we see these voters who have broken away from Trump going completely blue come today and in the coming days as they count these ballots.
Okay, you've given us a lot to think about as we watch the returns tonight. It's the down ballot races as well that are, you know, pretty darn exciting. NPR congressional reporter Claudia Grisales, thank you.
Thanks for having me.